When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070, WKOK and WKOK.com. Braves basketball is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Aaron's, Applebee's in Sealands Grove, Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC Truck, APW, Pennsylvania Mentor, Sunbury Motor Company, Peters Home Appliance Center, Service Electric Cable Vision, Murray Motor Chevrolet, UPMC Susquehanna, Shock Law Offices, W&L Subaru, Carpet Man, Glick's, Purdy Insurance Agency, Lackawanna College. Now, let's go courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief Dave Ritchie.
For the final time here in 2020 and the 2019-2020 season, it is Shikellamy basketball here on WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. We're at Southern Columbia tonight, getting ready for the Southern Columbia Tigers and the Shikellamy Braves. Both teams wrapping up, at least Shikellamy wrapping up its regular season. Southern Columbia, I still think, with one more game yet to go, as they will be at 21 at the end of this one. Coach Pete Long, formerly at Lords Regional, making the switch here to Southern Columbia a few years ago after a couple of years off, is going to go with a rather young lineup tonight, Chief. This definitely shows future is what he's thinking right now.
Well, I think he's developed that with the way the season was going for him when he wasn't winning a lot of basketball games. And, you know, you got a feel for him because probably the one kid that would have made this team super successful, Julian Fleming, of course, going to Ohio State, not being in the Southern School District for the second half of the year puts a little bit of a squash on having what I would call a very superior team, because a player like that will carry you.
For Shikellamy, this is a game that they want to put in the win column and finish out the year on a strong note. There's a lot of pluses with this team coming back next year as well. There are a lot of players that will see the court again next year with a lot of experience for Shikellamy.
And they work hard and they do the right things in the course of the off season, they should improve. And I mean, I'm sure each one will get a little bit of an evaluation of what they've got to deal with and work with. And with the way they practice and play all year long, they'll get plenty of opportunities to hone their skills. But you got to look at the rest of the league, Kevin. There's a lot of
people coming back. Yeah,
coming back. Yeah, not a lot of outstanding senior players.
You're right. You're right. Well, we'll get Coach Bill Ziegler's take on tonight's game when we return here between Elysburg and Kanawissa. It's Southern Columbia Shikellamy on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like making cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
"Someone cares."
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW Instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Geez, look at Harry. Why is he so happy?
Oh, I hate happy people.
Here he comes.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Harry.
Did you hear?
Hear what?
I'm going back to school. Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. I'm pumped.
Excited to go back to school?
Oh, yeah. Great education, small class sizes, close to home.
Expensive.
Not really. It's the most affordable private college in northeastern PA.
Well, aren't you fancy?
I'm making a life change. I can't stay at this job forever.
I want a life change.
Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. It's life changing.
Welcome back to Southern. Kevin here with Coach Bill Ziegler of the Shikellamy Braves as we get the view of Bill and the coaching staff here from the locker room getting ready for tonight's game with Southern Columbia. What have you seen when you've watched the film on this team?
Well, we have them on film five times, and, you know, this is a team that is a little inconsistent. You know, we've seen them play against Mount Carmel, be leading them at halftime, and they were only let down. They were beating Hughesville with 3 minutes to go in the game. And then I've seen other games where they were down, you know, 15 early in the game. So, you know, this is a team that if they shoot the ball well, you know, they're going to be tough. And if they don't, you know, then they at times struggle.
You know, the other night against Lewisburg, a team that came out and trapped almost every time they had a made basket and had an opportunity to do that. Do you expect to see the same thing?
I think they're going to mix it up a little bit today. I expect some 2-3 zone. I expect some 1-3-1. And I do expect a little 2-2-1 press. You know, when Pete Long was at Lords, you know, that was kind of his staple as well. And, you know, he just brought that here to Southern Columbia.
When you look at the matchup, it looks like a younger starting lineup tonight. How does that change the way you're doing things now from what you may have practiced?
Well, I'll be honest with you. You know, when we watched them on film, they had a lot of different starting lineups most games. So, you know, we just have to be prepared for everything. You know, we have a good idea of what they're going to try to do to us on the offensive end. So, you know, we got to be ready no matter who they put in the game.
Coach, appreciate the time. We'll chat with you afterwards.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
Hi, Corey Brown here, Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac GMC truck in Sunbury. Shop no more. We have exactly what you're looking for. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used. We have the lowest prices guaranteed. If you're worried about your credit, worry no more. We have over 30 lenders at our fingertips waiting for you. Only right here, Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury. Or find us online at blazealexandersunbury.com. We are professional grade. Taking the deals the other guys won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Mark and Troy here. We're extending the Red Tag sale. We only have a once a year special Red Tag prices on every new and pre-owned vehicle, and it runs till the end of the month.
We have new Jeeps in stock with discounts up to $7,000. We also have a great selection of 2019 Rams with discounts up to $11,000, and over 100 pre-owned, all at Red Tag prices. It's exciting. So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or check us out online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie back at Southern Columbia High School as we get ready for the final game of the regular season for the Shikellamy Braves tonight. And before we get to the quick starting lineups, I want to say thank you to the folks that you hear here in the pregame, in between periods, halftime, end of game. Those folks that are proud to sponsor Shikellamy Sports here on WKOK, basketball, wrestling, and earlier this season in the football season, make it possible for us to bring you these games. So we really appreciate their support as well as you listening. So make sure when you stop by those businesses, you say thank you for being a part of Shikellamy Sports on WKOK. Show your appreciation to those folks as well. Starting lineup, sophomore, 6 foot forward for Southern Columbia, Owen Sosnowski will get the nod tonight. And we're going to try and give you some of the stats for some of the players we have, but this lineup is a lot deeper than we thought it was going to be tonight as Coach Pete Long tries to get some younger players in. 5'9 sophomore guard Connor Gallagher getting the nod tonight. Gallagher averaging about 8 points a game. He is a 55% free throw shooter on the season.
And probably smashes 4 or 5 pumpkins.
I knew you were going there. Freshman 5'9 guard Brayden Wislowski also getting the start tonight. He comes into tonight's game averaging about 7 points a game and is a 43% free throw shooter on the season. Doran Wetzel is the 5'8 senior guard. Wetzel averaging about 12 points a game, or averaging about 1 point a game, and he is 1 for 1 from the line so far this year. Michael Zito is the sophomore guard, a 5'9 guard. He gets the start tonight for the Southern Columbia Tigers. So again, it's Sosnowski, Gallagher, Wislowski, Wetzel, and Zito. And we'll bring you the Shikellamy Braves starting lineups when we return. Opening tip coming up as well from Southern Columbia here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Good luck to the team from your Seelands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Seelands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
Does where you buy a car really matter?
Stop in to WNL Subaru, discover the WNL difference, and decide for yourself.
You'll find a comfortable customer lounge with coffee, snacks, free Wi-Fi, and an amazing children's playroom. When you buy from WNL, they offer complimentary loaner cars, plus free pickup and delivery within 40 miles for service appointments, free lifetime state inspections, and every fifth oil change is free.
It's time you discover the WNL difference. WNL Subaru, family-owned and operated for over 50 years. Experience the difference yourself on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at 8 Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting or growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
Now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payments and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at Aarons.com. Hope to see ya.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Shikellamy Braves in their road navy blue uniforms, white numeral trim around the maroon numerals, and of course the white lettering with maroon shading. They're being announced as we speak, and that is going to be led by Davis Marshall, the 6'4 junior at the forward position. He's leading scorer at 13 points a game. Marshall second on the team in rebounds right now, also second on the team in blocks with 13. John Pfeiffer, the 6'3 sophomore at the guard position. Pfeiffer averaging 6 points a game, a 54% free throw shooter, second on the team in steals with 34. Braden Long, the 6 foot junior guard, Long checking in at 5 points a game and a 57% free throw shooter on the season. Nate Luciano, the 6 foot guard, getting a nod tonight, leading the team in steals and in assists, averaging 8 points a game and a 52% free throw shooter. And Jacob Hernandez will round out the starters, averaging 12 points a game. Hernandez, the 6'3 sophomore forward, leads the team in rebounds, points off turnovers, and blocks with 15, also a 68% free throw shooter on the season. So that's the starting lineup as we have them so far this evening. It'll be Marshall, Stevens, Pfeiffer, Long, Luciano, and Hernandez. For Southern Columbia, it'll be Sosnowski, Gallagher, Wislowski, Wetzel, and Zido. And we're getting ready here for the start of play here at Shikellamy. At Southern Columbia. A little earlier start than I think we were all expecting. We got things moving quickly tonight. And the ball is in the air and tapped in favor of Southern Columbia. Gallagher on the left side, as we view things, attacking the basket to our right, gets things started for Southern Columbia. Bounce inside, goes to the far wing. Now they'll go top of the key to Gallagher once again. Gallagher guarded by Long. And now we'll go top of the key for three. Firing it up there for three is Zido. Shot no good, and Davis Marshall comes up with the rebound. Marshall brings it back the other way. Feed inside to Hernandez, and a jump ball called, or a held ball, I should say, called, as tying him up was Zido. It'll be Shikellamy basketball with just 35 seconds gone by in the first. On the far wing, it's Hernandez. They'll find Pfeiffer. Near wing now on the corner almost is Luciano. That one no good. Rebound by Gallagher. Coming back the other direction now into the far corner in the hands of Wetzel for Southern Columbia. Team still looking for their first points of the ball game. There's a drive inside. Throwing it up for a prayer is Wislowski. No good. And a foul. And this one will be against Southern Columbia and more specifically Zido, as Pfeiffer came down with the ball.
22, that's right. That's the kid they brought up from the JVs, picks up the foul.
Sophomore Mike Zido getting the nod tonight. In the far corner, Luciano three, back iron no. High rebound tipped out by Pfeiffer. It'll be Southern Columbia basketball.
I watched Southern warm up. They're not afraid to shoot the ball from any place on the court. I also watched some of their layups. And it was almost like some Harlem Globetrotter shots they were trying. And I did see the last layup was kind of like that. And there's a runner down the middle by number 11, Kevin.
Yeah, that's going to be Connor Gallagher, the sophomore. And the first points of the game come in with a minute 30 gone by. Feed inside, high post now. Driving inside is Hernandez. He will be fouled by Gallagher, and that will send Hernandez to the line. Hernandez, a 68% free throw shooter on the season, 65
of 44 on the year.
The Braves are going to get fouled a lot tonight, Kevin. You know, they're just, you know, between Pfeiffer and Hernandez and Marshall, they're so much bigger than the Southern team. And Braves trying to pound the ball in, they're going to get a lot of opportunities at the line.
Hernandez makes both of those opportunities from the line. And it's tied up at two apiece with 6:22 to go here in the first period. Braves JV winning earlier tonight. Driving in. Pfeiffer with a block on Sosnowski. And for Pfeiffer, that's going to be block number 8. Nice save by Marshall in the baseline. DeLong back to Marshall underneath. Marshall fighting his way in for 2.
Well, Davis, once he gets the ball that deep, even in the short corner with the basket, behind the basket, he's still got nice moves to get that shot over the rim for 2. Wow.
Wislowski with the basketball driving in, and one ended up going to, I believe, Zito.
No, Wislowski.
Was it Wislowski?
It was a running shot. It was almost like this is 2 now. They made just throwing the ball over the rim from about 5 feet out.
And there was a good high-low move from Marshall at the foul line underneath to Hernandez for 2. Braves up 6-4, 5:30 to go first period.
Yeah, Jacob does a nice job of sealing people and getting good position, and Marshall got him the ball for the easy bucket then.
In the far corner, Wetzel for 3. Bounces off the rim twice. Marshall comes down with a rebound. 5:16 remaining with Luciano bringing the basketball up.
The Braves are going to try to run, unlike they could not do it at Lewisburg. Lewisburg's defense just a little tough with the transition game for them.
Underneath, Hernandez almost an alley-oop, but it was swiped away by Wetzel. Excuse me, by Zito. Zito comes the other way. Luciano might have got a finger on that one.
He did block it, Kevin.
Long comes back with a basketball. 5:40 to go. Make that 5:45 to go first period. Shikalimi leading it 6-4. Pfeiffer goes to the foul line. Turnaround jumper. Marshall in and out. No good.
They got to get more people on the boards. Everybody was back except for Hernandez.
Wislowski with a rebound. You're right. 3 white shirts with black trim and gold numerals and lettering underneath the underneath the basket that time. The foul line, Sosnowski goes right side. He'll find Wetzel, fires one up for 2, maybe 3 actually. Might have a foot behind the line, Long with the rebound. Marshall drives in, off the window and in.
Davis with his own version of a runner, but that time he used the bankboard from that side, Kevin, so nice shot.
4 minutes to go in the first. There's a nice drive, but too short on it was Wislowski. The putback by Sosnowski is good.
Again, no Braves under the boards. I don't understand that. You've got to crash the boards. And, you know, Sosnowski took advantage of it and got an easy offensive board and scored off of it.
Far wing Pfeiffer going up against his 2-3 zone. Marshall at the foul line as Pfeiffer finds some room. Has it tipped out of bounds. It'll be Shikalimi basketball with 3:34 to go. And now we'll see Davis come in for Southern Columbia and Ian Huntington.
Well, Jake Davis, we ought to know him from all those interceptions he had playing the corner opposite of Julian Fleming. And what a great job he did. And he got rewarded with being, I think, put on the state All-Star team in the small school division.
Between the circles, Luciano just plain lost the handle on the ball. Gallagher comes up with it. He'll go uncontested up and in. Pfeiffer got there late, but it was just enough late that it was not able to be touching the ball.
This is a very fast team, and they'll go to the bucket. They've been on the offense. They've been running a motion offense and just getting a lot of looks. Got to be careful.
Near wing, Luciano, good look at 3. Bang! 11-8, Luciano goes 1-for-3 from outside the arc here in the first period.
That's the first 3 for the Braves in a long time, Kevin.
Yeah.
They had none the other night up at Lewisburg.
Absolutely right. Huntington on the inside, kicks it back out. Now running in, and Hernandez taps it out of bounds on the baseline move from Wislowski. Chad Blaise is coming in, and Stevens in for Marshall and Pfeiffer now.
It's been 6 full quarters of basketball since the Braves scored a 3.
Davis now in the near corner, runs the baseline. He's in trouble. Has to dish it off to Huntington, and Huntington will draw the foul. This one will be on Blaise's. Team foul number 1 for the Braves, leading it 11-8 with 2:30 to go first period.
Ian Huntington just camped himself right in the middle of the paint and got the pass and did a couple of head fakes to try to get Chad in the air. And I don't think he got Chad in the air, but he caused Chad to foul him. And he does miss the first one. So
Huntington is a 50% free throw shooter on the year.
And he makes it, Kevin, so you called it. 1 for 2.
11, make that 9. Make that 11-9. I'll get it out. Just give me a minute. Shikalimi leading it here by a couple.
You have to focus. You can't be playing around with those wires over there and that stuff, all right?
I got to make sure we're in the right spot. It sounds good. I don't, but it sounds good. And here's Stevens with a runner off the window, and it's up and in.
That's just a tough shot. Dillon gets in the middle when he does that. He squares his shoulders. So, you know, again, if the ball goes straight, it's always got a chance, Kevin.
Underneath, looking at a little bit of room there is Sosnowski. He'll come in and get the bucket.
Yeah, Braves not playing very good half-court defense, Kevin. They're playing man-to-man, but Southern doing a nice job of hitting the open, flashing person.
Minute 40 remaining, first period, 13-11. Luciano now tries to get it into Blasius. Tipped, he gets control again. Long out front, driving in. He got hacked from behind by Jake Davis. That will send Long to the line. A 57% free throw shooter this year.
Kevin, Braden, nice job. Good quick step to get into the paint. And there were 4 of the 5 guys were on him from Southern that time. Somebody, I think more than Jake Davis, fouled him.
And that one drops off the back of the rim and off the left side. Marshall ready to come back in. Pfeiffer coming in for the shooter. Hernandez will come out. Minute 32 remaining. 13-11. Shikalimi leading it. Long will make his second. So he stays at about the 57% mark.
First points for Braden as he comes out. John Pfeiffer, as you said, came in for him. Pretty big lineup out there, Kevin. Luciano's probably the short kid out there at about 6 foot.
Well, they will have an advantage in the size underneath, at least for the most part in this game, because Southern Columbia, rare anybody over 6'3".
But they're running off of screens and cutting and getting down in the low box. They're just doing a nice job.
Gallagher with a jumper just outside the paint, rattles home. That is a hometown roll right there with 105 to go.
But, Kevin, he attacked. He got into the paint, and he took the shot right away. Just a nice quick release, and he's got 6 points right now.
Rays might be playing for the last shot under a minute, but Marshall finds an open three from the near corner, and he got it. 17-13 on a big-time three.
And Davis answers with 7 now to help offset those 6 by Gallagher.
Wasloski with a basketball, dribbling it out front, not contested by Luciano. Luciano blocks that shot as he drives in. Second effort put back by Huntington, draws a foul.
I think one of the hardest things to do, and that foul's on number 12 on John Pfeiffer, I think one of the hardest things to do when somebody's driving to the basket and you're trying to block a shot, other people have to look around to get a box out the other Southern players. And Huntington took full advantage of not getting boxed out as he got the rebound and put it back up and was fouled. And he does make the first foul shot, so he's 2 for 3 right now, Kevin, from the foul line.
And he was a 50% free throw shooter coming in. Missed everything to the left on that one. That one just slid right out of his hand.
And going out, he's still a 50% free throw.
He is consistently there. Rays will have it for the last 20 seconds with a 3-point lead. Blasius on the far side. Finds Marshall. Marshall in some trouble underneath. Throws one up. Draws the foul.
Again, count them. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Everybody.
White and gold. Yeah. Gold numeral jerseys around Davis as he got the ball inside there. And that foul's on number 10, Jake Davis. He picks up his second.
I think you could say literally everybody.
Yep. Davis makes the first.
Marshall coming in, a 57% free throw shooter, now 41 of 71. And make it 42 of 72.
Great quarter for him, 9 points so far, Kevin. He's done everything, 2 for 2 from the foul line, 2 field goals and a 3-pointer.
You know, even though the Braves have not played outstanding defense, they have scored 19 here in this first period.
Yeah.
There's some good defense there as Wasloski was in trouble, and Shikalimi fouls. And I believe Nate, this one's going to be on
Nate Luciano.
Luciano, the yep.
They had him double teamed, and they had him off balance, and you have a tendency to want to shove or get your body up against him, and the official called it.
Half-court shot hits the front of the rim by Wislowski and is no good. So at the end of the first period of play, it is Shikellamy 19, Southern Columbia 14. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit secv.com/TiVo to learn more.
Welcome back to Southern Columbia, where the Tigers will have the basketball, and Davis Marshall will put that one into next season.
But Nathan Minear gets called for the foul on the drive.
And I'll tell you what, that one was slapped out with authority.
You know, it looks good when you do that, but then the ball usually goes out of bounds,
and you
don't get it. No. But it is a little demoralizing sometimes.
And that free throw by Wislowski is no good. He'll have another opportunity in a moment.
Braden has a basket tonight, 2 points, Braden Wislowski.
Freshman getting the start tonight. In and out, no good. And Marshall will try and chase it down. They'll try and make the save at the sideline. And unfortunately, Davis couldn't do it, but Davis Marshall comes up with it. He drives it all the way in, and Davis Marshall gets the two.
Nice change of speed there, and then he slowed down at the end, and just a nice touch for that. That was a tough layup. And now with 11, okay, we have Mr. Marshall leading all scorers.
We got Jake Davis on the southern side, Davis Marshall on the other side, and a walk from Ian Huntington that time.
There's no doubt about it. He did a little double step there.
It was a little bit of a two step. That's what two-step. I'm trying to say.
Texas two step.
Yeah, without the boots.
Achy breaky heart.
Stevens with the basketball. They'll swing it around the baseline and find Hernandez. Now back out front to Stevens. Near side, Minear in the game for the first time tonight with 7:03 to go in the half. Shikellamy up a touchdown. That one tipped out of bounds by Wislowski.
Kevin, if I were a senior for Shikellamy tonight, every time I had an opening, I'd shoot the ball.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of a senior, we have a fun stat of the day for you when we have a moment. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes here. Hernandez underneath has to go back outside to Marshall.
Wait for a timeout.
Oh, yeah. There's that ball thrown right to Wislowski. He will drive in and be fouled before Marshall comes up to block the shot.
Dylan Stevens, I'm sure they're going to call a foul on him as he cut in front of number 24. I can see why they brought Braden Wislowski up from
he's
the
got
junior
some
varsity. He's doing a nice job. He just hasn't been doing a good job from the foul line.
Shot on the way is good.
See, that's a good way to get the ball to Gwynn when you say things negative about their foul shooting.
Is that what it is?
And yeah, because usually we say, why he hasn't missed a foul shot all night long, boink.
And that one rolls in. Well, maybe you got something there.
So he's 2 for 4. He's got 4 points tonight.
Five team fouls on the Braves as we go 2-2-1 press now.
Full court zone press.
The Braves taking their time bringing this one up. And again, the long court pass that they struggled with against Lewisburg. Bit him again. Southern Columbia steals it.
It's a skip pass, and it didn't get skipped.
Wislowski makes a man miss, gets the bucket, and goes to the line.
Well, right now, Braden Wislowski is basically the offense for Southern. He's kind of taking control, and that's Dylan Stevens' second foul. And Wislowski on the line for the fifth time tonight, Kevin.
Long coming in now for Stevens with 6:23 to go in the half, 21-18. Southern Columbia trailing the Braves, but closing that seven-point lead that the Braves had earlier. Yep. It's now down to two.
He's made the last three in a row. 7 points for him.
Now Menier almost travels there near the half-court line against that press. Gets it through. That pass is tipped. Picked up, bringing it back the other way is Huntington. Huntington will hand it off. Feed it underneath then to Wislowski via Davis for two. And we're tied at 21 with six to go.
That's two errant passes made by Davis Marshall. And there's another one that somebody's going to get.
That is one more turnover. I was going to say the Braves are one turnover away from Bill Ziegler taking a timeout. But then a foul on the far sideline by number 22, Zito. And that will bring foul number five and Zito's second. Will also bring Gallagher back up off the bench to come in. So Menier will inbound.
I don't know. It's this press. You just have to be patient. And, you know, you don't have to make the long passes right away. Just have to be patient. Don't. Oh, boy.
And right between the hands of Marshall, out of bounds. Here's tried to shoot it before he caught it. And there is your timeout by Bill Ziegler, as we talked about. At 21 all with 5:45 to go here in the second period. Well, we talked about an interesting stat of the day, to use a Dan Patrick
stat
term.
Stat of the day.
Thank
stat
you.
Stat of the day. Here comes that. What? Stat of the day.
Bop.
48 years ago. Go ahead.
Here's the stat of the day. Tonight is the final game, of course, for the Shikellamy Braves. It is also the house that held the final game for the Chief in his basketball career.
1972, 48 years ago.
And what happened in 1972?
Well, if you look up on the banner, Danny Schmidt had scored 1,485 points. That night he had 47 against us. But Shikellamy won 85-81. And Bob Barney and myself scored 28 apiece to offset his 47.
That's a good night.
And I have that game on cassette tape.
Played that for me. I didn't realize that was the game. Gallagher drives in, running one-hander off and the back iron. No good.
It is the same gym. It's just
is it
remodeled.
Really? Well, it's more modern.
Yes.
Here comes Long driving in. No look pass to Menier. Head fakes into the corner. Now he drives the baseline, puts one up. No good. Hernandez on the other side. Gets the bucket and goes to the line.
Just a nice, strong rebound by Jacob Hernandez. Nice move by Nate Menier as he went to the basket. You know, I thought he was going to make that shot. I thought he had a decent look at it, but it came off the opposite side, and a strong rebound by Hernandez. He gets fouled by number 14. That would be Caden Carl, his first.
Hernandez a perfect 2-for-2 on the season, or on the night, and he'll go 3-for-3 and finish off the three-point play with 5:10 to go in the half.
Well, he has seven, and between he and Davis Marshall, they have 18 of the 24 Braves points.
John Pfeiffer tips that one and almost took that one to the house. Three-point Shikellamy lead, 24-21, led by as many as seven not that long ago. Wislowski now drives it over to Gallagher, and I don't know what happened, but Long is going down and is in agony right now in the ankle.
He's holding his ankle. Well, the trainer from Southern's going to go over and look.
He had a pretty bad brush burn on his knee from a couple of games ago.
The way that Southern's been running people off screens, he might have twisted his ankle when he came across the baseline. We're looking at everything that's going on out front. The only thing we saw was the official make the call for official timeout and saw Braden on the floor.
Yeah, I was going to say he just ended up on the floor, and we did not have any idea what happened whatsoever. He was struggling a little bit to do anything, get up, move. Only he's been able to muster right now is rolling over.
Well, it looked like he was in a little bit of pain, Kevin.
No question. Now the trainers are down. Coach Godlewski is down with him as well.
That's a long way for Coach Godlewski to go down, too, at 6'9".
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, it looks like he's getting up, so maybe it was either twisted his ankle quickly, a high ankle, or it's the one that the knee brace is on.
Yeah, and now, if I remember right, he twisted it a couple of weeks ago, but was doing all right.
They're going to take him into the training room.
He is going to come out. He'll go behind the Southern bench, and a couple of the Southern assistant coaches and give him a handshake. And
Coach Galuski going with him also.
Yep.
We'll let you know when we find anything out.
Gallagher with the basketball now, a three-point deficit, under five to go in the half. Now Caden Carl getting his first action of the game. He'll have the ball, goes to Wislowski for three, comes up short, rebound by Marshall. Marshall to Luciano, right side Pfeiffer, back to Luciano. Wing two as he had a foot on the line, rattles in and out, no good. Big rebound, though, by Huntington. Huntington will outlet now to Carl. Carl goes in, missed the shot. Pfeiffer now with a two on, making a three on three. Lost it, stolen away by Wislowski. Wislowski with a three on two, goes to the bucket and puts it in.
Well, Wislowski just took the Braves to school on that one. Good, strong layup, and right over Davis Marshall, too, Kevin. And that's 9 points for him in this quarter.
Luciano drives in, lost a handle on it, out of bounds. Good defense by Huntington to hold his ground there as Sosnowski comes back in the game for Huntington.
It's going to be one of these games, Kevin, where it's going to be back and forth, I think.
I think you're right.
The Braves make a run, and Southern comes right back and take full advantage of the turnovers.
There's a foul out front.
John Pfeiffer.
Yeah, at the half-court line, Pfeiffer's going to get the foul. That'll be team foul number seven.
And the one-and-one.
Which now puts us in the bonus.
And guess who's on the line, Kevin?
The guy who's been on the line more than anybody on either team.
Five times. This is his sixth shot on a one-and-one, and he makes it.
You know, he's a 43% shooter coming into tonight's game from the line.
Well, right now he's on a roll. I'm not going to tell you how many because I don't want to jinx the poor freshman.
And that one is good.
But he's five. He's made the last five in a row. Missed the first two. Now he's made the last five.
Well, Southern Columbia now with their first lead of the game by one. Underneath, Hernandez lost it. Had an open shot. He lost the ball as it was stripped away. Coming back the other way is Wislowski. He lost it. Got it back. Lost it again. Now grabbing the ball is Gallagher. There is bodies flying all over the place here.
Wow.
Wislowski now with the basketball slows things down as Southern leads it by one with 3:20 to go in the half. Coming around, Wislowski will go right down the middle of the court, right down the middle of the paint, missed the shot. On the backside, rebound now is Luciano. Nate brings it up on the far side. Comes around to the near wing to Pfeiffer. Now to the far wing, almost in a corner set.
This is a 1-3-1 zone against, and that's going to be open if you can get the ball into him.
And Hernandez was open, got the ball into him, and then was fouled by Caden Carl. That will send Hernandez to the line,
you know,
to shoot a pair.
With all respect to Caden Carl, that looked like a pretty good block.
It wasn't
bad. He must have had his body on him. But in that 1-3-1 trap, You got somebody running the baseline, and he will be open if you can make the pass, and then you got to make the shot right away.
And Hernandez can't get that one to drop. Not much arc on that one. He doesn't have a ton of arc in his free throws, but usually more than that.
And he's been to the line four times, and that's the first miss he's had. This is the fifth try.
Davis and missed that one.
That one, too.
I was going to say Davison for Southern Columbia and Stevens for the Braves right now. Feed inside. They'll go to Sosnowski, who finds Davis. Shot no good. Rebound underneath Hernandez. Back the other way, Luciano. Lost it in the hands of Stevens, though. He was in the right place at the right time. Underneath Hernandez. Finds it and puts it up and in. Well, good pass from Stevens up top.
And again, Jacob knows where to go when you got that situation where you're dribble penetrating the middle. Picks up his ninth point off of that assist.
26-25 with 2:20 remaining. Long three in and out. Boy, that was a good looking three by Gallagher from way outside.
Strong rebound by Dylan Stevens too, Kevin.
Luciano underneath the Marshall. Blocked! And a beauty of a block by Gallagher. Luciano's three short, rebound by Sosnowski.
Kevin,
this team 3-17 because they're not playing like
it? We had a fun time with the Sealensgrove game at Shekalemi, and this one looks like it's going to be a fun one to watch here if you're a fan.
Open in the corner for three, Davis moves it right over the top of the rim, and touched out of bounds by Sosnowski. Long coming back in after what appears to be a little bit of a tape job on his left ankle.
Yeah, I'm the way he was, you know, holding that part of the leg. I thought it might have been a high ankle sprain, but it doesn't look like the tape job's real high. And here comes,
I don't think so,
Hernandez going to come back in too.
Yeah, he did not stay out long with Blasius coming in. 1 minute, 30 seconds remaining. Shikellamy with the basketball and a one-point lead. Stevens with it between the circles now. Luciano, right wing, Davis Marshall, deep three, well short, rebound by number 33, and that is going to be Wetzel.
Sometimes you got to be a little bit more patient on your offensive set, but they did have some people under the boards. The Braves did, all alone.
Wow, talk, and missing a bunny there was Wetzel. Might have been distracted by Davis Marshall coming in all the way the other end, driving it in off the back iron is Luciano for two. Shikellamy with a three-point lead, 28-25. 1 minute, actually 50 seconds remaining.
Nate picks up his fifth.
Now at the foul line, Sosnowski, top of the key. Wesloski thought about a three. Now they'll work to try and open things up. Top of the key, three, Wesloski. That one no good. Marshall trying to make the save. Between the legs, right into the hands of Jake Davis. And then Davis loses it out of bounds off of the Shikellamy tip. And the Southern Columbia Tigers will have the ball with 31.3 left.
Again, the Braves just not taking control of the basketball. And Southern, pesky all the time. They're just there. They're like a little dog, all right? Constantly
nipping
at your heels, all right? And they get the ball a lot.
Well, they're down three right now. They're going to try and tie it from the wing, missing everything pretty much off the left side with Zido. Braves will get it.
Good save by Jared Van Kirk.
So now Luciano will let the clock wind down with seven. Now Van Kirk with five. Into the corner, Luciano with three.
They're
going to wave off the shot for a foul underneath.
Chad has to learn that if you set the screen, you can't keep pushing into the man and try to take him down the other end of the court.
And that was going to be a good three.
Yes, it was.
Gallagher from just beyond half court, no good. And that'll do it for the first half of play. At the end of the first 16, it is Shikellamy 28, Southern Columbia 25. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like making cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
"Someone cares."
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Geez, look at Harry. Why is he so happy?
Oh, I hate happy people.
Here he comes.
Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Harry.
Did you hear?
Hear what?
I'm going back to school. Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. I'm pumped.
Excited to go back to school?
Oh, yeah. Great education, small class sizes, close to home.
Expensive.
Not really. It's the most affordable private college in northeastern PA.
Well, aren't you fancy?
I'm making a life change. I can't stay at this job forever.
I want a life change.
Lackawanna College, Sunbury Center. It's life-changing.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
I'll tell you what, if you're not able to watch this game and listen to us at the same time with Service Electric Cable Vision, they're doing the game tonight. You can watch it a little bit later on. And for a first half, it was pretty entertaining at 28-25.
Well, yeah, it's listen, there really wasn't a lot of what I call stellar defense at both ends. Even though, you know, 28-25 aren't a lot of points to be scored because there were a lot of turnovers by both sides. I think if you're going to be disappointed in anything, it's the fact that, would be the turnovers. And unforced turnovers, too. But Southern, is not going to go away. And I think Coach Ziegler said there were games like Hughesville has a very good basketball team, and they were ahead of them. They were ahead of Mount Carmel, who has a good basketball team. And then they'll play somebody and get down 15 and never get back into it. Now, the Braves tried it. The Braves at one time were up, I think, seven or nine maybe, and I think it was nine. It was 19-14 at the end of the first quarter. It didn't take Southern long to catch up, and a lot of it had to do with the freshman, Braden Wislowski.
We're starting to see why the Coach Pete Long decided to move him up tonight.
I mean, he not only does a nice job of running the offense out there, but he takes control, and if he sees the opportunity to dribble penetrate, he does, and he's not afraid to take the outside shot. And when you dribble penetrate, you get foul shots, and he got eight of them and made five out of the eight along with three buckets.
I am enjoying watching, I think it's Gage Garcia down there right now taking three-pointers, and he finally made one. But he's been, they've had a couple of the wrestlers down there that just came off of a second-place team tournament matchup help me out, Chief. I just drew a blank.
Reynolds,
thank you. I was going to say Richland, and I knew that wasn't right.
Well,
but Reynolds.
Reynolds is right next to Kennedy Catholic. You know, the team that was 1A, and they beat Lourdes so bad 2 years ago in the state, and then they went to 6A,
yes,
and they won it.
Yes.
In 6A the next year. They went from 1A to 6A.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a jump.
So, but anyway, yeah.
But, they come off of the loss earlier this week to Reynolds. In the team tournament, but they will make a run in the AA individual tournament. I can tell you that right now. And don't forget, we'll have full coverage coming up later on of the AAA districts and the regionals, and either the AA or the AAA, whichever has more of our local wrestlers in it, we'll have that coverage of the finals later in March.
Yeah, well, Gavin Boots should be happy now. He was Gavin, who's a part of the team here. With him going to Michigan,
that's right,
and Gavin being a big Michigan fan, he was hoping that Gage would be here. And I believe this is the kid that's the heavyweight wrestler, Quinlan.
I think it's funny, though, that Garcia's wearing an Ohio State shirt.
I probably given it to him by probably the first thing when Julian Fleming got out to Ohio State.
Could be.
Gage says, hey, send me a shirt, all right?
Yeah, could be. 28-25, Shikellamy leading Southern Columbia here at the half. Second half will commence when we return. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hi, Corey Brown here, Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac GMC Truck in Sunbury. Shop no more. We have exactly what you're looking for. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used. We have the lowest prices guaranteed. If you're worried about your credit, worry no more. We have over 30 lenders at our fingertips waiting for you. Only right here, Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury. Or find us online at blazealexandersunbury.com. We are professional grade. Taking the deals the other guys won't.
Alexander Family Dealerships, what a way to go.
As an active person, you might try ignoring a painful injury. But why? Quick treatment can lead to quick recovery. Our team of sports medicine providers at UPMC Susquehanna offer personalized care at each visit. Don't let an injury keep you from the active life you enjoy. Sports medicine at UPMC Susquehanna. Call 570-321-2020.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit SECV.com/TiVo to learn more.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Does where you buy a car really matter?
Stop in to W&L Subaru, discover the W&L difference, and decide for yourself.
You'll find a comfortable customer lounge with coffee, snacks, free Wi-Fi, and an amazing children's playroom. When you buy from W&L, they offer complimentary loaner cars plus free pickup and delivery within 40 miles for service appointments, free lifetime state inspections, and every fifth oil change is free.
It's time you discover the W&L difference. W&L Subaru, family owned and operated for over 50 years. Experience the difference yourself on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Welcome back to Southern Columbia as we get ready for the start of the second half between Chicoutimi and Southern Columbia. The Braves leading at 28-25. You know, Gavin Garcia, we had mentioned earlier, out firing up some threes, and he made two of about 15. But you know what? That's the competitive nature in him. He waited until he made the last one and then sit down and waited.
Yeah.
He made the first one a little earlier, waited until he made the last one, and then finally sat down and relaxed a little bit. But I still have to laugh wearing that Ohio State shirt with a brother that's going to a rival.
Yeah. Well, you know, Kevin, coaching and being in the gym after school with the girls and the wrestlers, they always were out shooting baskets. They'd shoot baskets. Well, that would be the last place I'd want to go is the mat room. Yeah. Okay,
good.
So
point.
I'd want to get as much fresh air and coolness. All right, before
true.
I had to go in the mat room. But those guys, they get a break. They'd be out there if we weren't on the court. They were playing all the time. So
I saw Gage and Gavin right after Thanksgiving, and I said, okay, which one had more Thanksgiving meal? And both of them said, oh yeah, it was definitely Gavin. He said, oh, and he goes, yeah, absolutely. I'll take that. It was me. Let's quickly pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Braves Basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Well, the Braves drive it down inside to open things up, and Davis Marshall got rejected underneath and then coming back with a basketball. He thought he got fouled. The officials disagreed. Southern Columbia will fire up a three now from the far wing, attacking the basket to our left. No good. And that one, Davis Marshall drives all the way to the baseline and then tipped out of bounds by Southern Columbia.
Well, he got the ball knocked out by what was Lasky, and then Southern tried to save it, and it didn't work. So Braves will have the ball. Oh, they missed Luciano in the corner.
Yeah, he's like jumping up and down right now trying to get attention. He was wide open as he comes up out front now.
Again, you've got this 1-3-1 zone that they're playing, trying to get some traps off of it.
And they're trying to get it inside onto Hernandez. And
bounce
you're
pass.
Sosnowski just tips it away and says, nope.
Well, they tried to throw the ball to the opposite side against that 1-3-1 from the high post down to the low post, the opposite side. And too many arms there, Kevin.
And a running one-hander that time by Zito.
33.
And the putback by number Wetzel. 33, Wetzel, is good.
Yeah, nice job of being around the boards at Southern again, you know, taking an opportunity to take an offensive board and score off of it.
Long in the corner, now near wing, make that far wing. Luciano,
nice
underneath Hernandez via Marshall. That was a big one right there to make it a three-point lead again.
See what Davis did? He looked like he was going to shoot, and everybody turned to get a rebound, and Hernandez snuck in there, and he made that nice pass in for the assist.
Sosnowski with the basketball. He'll send it inside to the low box, and Wislowski comes up and gets the two. It'll be a one-point lead again with six to go in the third.
And that's 15 for Wislowski. He scored all of Southern's points in the second quarter, all 11 of them.
Near wing Luciano attacking the basket to our right. Far wing long. Back to Luciano, open three, just a little long. Put back by Hernandez, no good. Tap out by Marshall. Is it over and back
it
call?
Is.
That's the right call.
Yeah,
because it was over and back.
It was tapped out by Marshall, and nobody else touched it. So it got back there.
Long tried to chase it down almost to the baseline, so that was absolutely the right call.
Official Brian Albertson thought long and hard about it because I think he was trying to figure out if somebody else hit it, and nobody did, so it was the right call.
Gallagher with the basketball goes to the foul line. Now dishes it off to Wetzel. Onto the near side, Sosnowski. Long working on Gallagher out front, and a foul.
Well, Braden took a swipe at the ball and hit the hand. It wasn't much, but it's right out in front where everybody's going to see it.
And you're
it.
The only one there.
And you got to call it.
Yeah.
Okay. That would have been inside. Probably it wouldn't have been called. But
nobody
it was right out of midcourt.
Wislowski with the basketball. They'll go to the near corner to Gallagher. Gallagher with 5:15 to go. Southern Columbia trailing it by one. They had the lead at one point late in the second period. Braves were able to muster the lead back up at the half. Right now at the five-minute mark, it is a one-point game. And driving in is Wislowski, and he does a great job of taking Marshall over his feet and right over top of him, and the bucket counts.
You got to understand, it was a mismatch. Wislowski, who is a quick guard against Davis Marshall, who's 6'5", not quite as quick, and everybody stopped moving. I don't know if you saw that, Kim. Everybody stopped, and it was just those two, and you explained it exactly right.
And stepping out of bounds on the missed shot rebound is Zito. It'll be Shikellamy basketball. 31-30, Southern Columbia leading it.
That was Davis's first foul.
Team foul number two for Shikellamy.
And Wislowski did miss the foul shot, so.
And now Luciano almost got it over and back.
They're making me nervous, Kevin, all the time.
Just trying to do too much. Underneath Hernandez.
Yeah.
And he hooked
offensive
the arm.
Foul.
Yeah, we saw that same call a couple of games ago on Hernandez where he hooks the arm as he goes around, and it's an offensive foul.
Very similar to a stiff arm in football.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it.
Trying to get space between you and your defender.
Wetzel from the corner for three, no good. Luciano with a big rebound on the backside. 4:30 remaining in the third period. Shikellamy down by one. They passed it inside to Marshall. Tipped by Sosnowski in the hands of Wolowski. He will go in and lay it up and in. Wislowski with a 2-3-point lead. And Marshall catches it out of bounds on the near side in front of the scoreboard. In front of the score table.
Should have a timeout coming here, Kevin.
Yep. Everything was starting to get out of control a little bit. Bill Ziegler indeed takes his second timeout. This is a full timeout. With 4 minutes, 16 seconds to go in the third, and Southern Columbia with a 33-30 lead.
Well, Wislowski only with 19 points, Kevin, and he has scored, scored 17 of the last 19 that Southern has put up here in the second and third quarters. Braves out of sorts. That's all I can say.
Yeah, they're not comfortable.
Out of sorts. I don't know. I don't quite understand. They've got this last game of the season, and they're just trying to get a victory here to get to 10, I believe, right?
This one would get them to win number 9.
Number 9, okay.
Southern Columbia coming into this game 3-17, but playing like they're 17-3 right now.
Oh yeah, it's kind of disheartening, and you know. Some of the passes that are being made are passes that are going to be intercepted because they're not good decisions. I'll just leave it at that.
I'm watching our official Brian Albertson talking with Don Leitzel, the assistant coach at Shikellamy, explaining those guys go back a long way in baseball alone, but making an explanation there of what he called on Hernandez. And there's a steal by Luciano. Luciano with a 3-on-2, runs out of real estate, tied up by number 22, Zino, a jump ball. possession arrow in favor of Southern Columbia.
And again, the Braves, just trying to do too much with it. There was a one-on-three, pull the ball out. But again, Southern did a nice job of stopping the fast break and getting the ball.
So now with the basketball, Wislosky goes right wing to Gallagher. Into the corner, looking for some room with Davis. Jake Davis guarded by Davis Marshall. Now over to the right wing. Zito with it. Now to the near wing, Wislosky. He'll start to drive in. Right through a block, tipped and controlled by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer had his pocket picked, but Wislosky got a little bit of wrist in the process. Team foul number one on Southern Columbia, and that'll be Wislosky's first.
Wow. This kid keeps up the intensity, he's going to be a force to deal with.
Yep, he will be a starter come next December.
He is a force to deal with. But my gosh, he's basically doing it at both ends and very good in the offensive end.
Pfeiffer on the near wing with the basketball with 3:08 to go and trailing by three for the second time tonight. Long, no-look pass. Pfeiffer to tie it. Good! Three to go, and it's 33-33. Trey's all over.
Again, Braden's got it started with the drive into the paint and just kicked it out. John had all the time in the world to look at that one. Made it count. His first basket, 3 points for him right now.
And a big time for that three to close the gap here with Southern. Wislosky now goes back and forth to Gallagher. Back to Wislosky. Onto the right side. Zito fires up a three, aired it out. Too short. And a nice job by Luciano boxing out to get the rebound as that ball just hovered right around the baseline.
I thought nobody was going to grab it.
I didn't think so either. Hernandez with about a 12-footer, no good. Marshall with a putback going forward, leaning back, puts it up and in, and he'll go to the line.
A nice job by Davis to keep the ball up there. And a little bit of pressure that time. 23, Ian Huntington picks up the foul. Davis, his first bucket since early in the third quarter. That gives him 13 right now.
Hernandez, 14. Hernandez and Stevens now sitting out, and Marshall comes up short. Huntington gets the rebound. Braves up by two with 2:10 remaining in the third. Southern Columbia looking to end their season on a win streak. They have one more game to play. I believe it's tomorrow night, actually. Over to the far side, it's Zito. Now back to the top of the key to reset.
I think Braden Wislosky's been in a couple of gyms, Kevin.
And here comes a three, Wislosky. Rattles it round, but not down. Coming up with the rebound, fighting amongst the trees is Zito. Shot no good. Huntington shot blocked, but a foul.
It did get blocked, but that's not who the foul's going to be. And the foul's going to be on Chad Blacius. For bodying. There were three people in that time. It was either, I think, John Pfeiffer or might even have been Dylan Stevens, I thought had a clean block, but Chad got him with the body.
Third foul on Blacius. Fifth foul, or make that the fourth foul on the Braves, and that one too long. Missed the freebie.
Well, this is Ian's fifth and sixth try. He's made two out of five so far.
Caden Carl checks in now for Zito. Here's the next opportunity, short, right in the hands of Marshall. 2-point Chickalamee lead with a minute and 35 left. Marshall, nice all pass. Along Chad Blacius.
Bounce
and
pass.
And they find it for two.
It was a bounce pass.
You
nice
love
job
those.
by Davis Marshall to get Chad his first bucket.
37-33, minute 20 to go as the Braves extend. Remember, their largest lead was 7 midway through the first period. Wislosky in the near side, now going to the near corner to Davis. He'll swing it around far side, Carl. Far wing now, Wislosky, and then back around the perimeter again. All the way to Davis on the near side. Huntington at the foul line. Far side, Carl, three, bang!
You got to love it, Kevin.
That's good movement of the ball,
yeah, and,
though.
And Caden Carl takes a 4-point lead and makes it only a 1-point lead.
Now Marshall breaks the press, and a foul by Huntington. As he stares down Marshall, and he and Marshall exchange greetings.
Addresses.
Yeah, what are you doing in the off season? You gonna do track? What's the fall? What's your spring sport? Baseball.
I'll see you by the roller coaster. I'll see you by the twister, right?
And that one is no good.
Come on, Davis, concentrate. You're not concentrating. Think about what you're doing, not about the guy that fouled you, all right?
44.1, and that one is short. Pfeiffer with a rebound, and Hernandez fouls again.
No, not Hernandez. That's Huntington.
Or Huntington, rather. I'm sorry.
You're 23 they called on Huntington, yes.
Yeah, my apologies.
Well,
it is Huntington.
Ian picks up his three fouls now.
And he's going to have to come out, as Sosnowski will come in for him.
Nice rebound by John Pfeiffer. Of course, it's not a shooting foul, so the Braves have to take the ball out underneath their own bucket.
Team foul number 4 on Southern. Marshall with the basketball. Now to Pfeiffer near wing. In the near corner, Stevens. Long pass, far wing, Marshall. Marshall to the foul line. Steps back for 2. Drained it. That was a nice stop and pop there for Marshall.
Exactly. Just a nice, you know, get the guy to hedge back a little bit, and you stop back and make the 12-footer.
Final play coming up, it would appear.
So is it going to be 39-39, Kevin?
I think so. Especially with Wasloski with the basketball. He's trying to look for a 3 right now. 5 seconds, coming to the near side. 3 by Carl. Got it! Oh, that was way downtown. That one was somewhere around Mill Street in Danville. Oh, my. 39 all in the final 8 minutes here at Southern Columbia.
Don't go away.
Don't move a muscle. The final 8 minutes of the season next on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Mark and Troy here. We're extending the Red Tag sale. We only have a once a year special Red Tag prices on every new and pre-owned vehicle, and it runs till the end of the month.
We have new Jeeps in stock with discounts up to $7,000. We also have a great selection of 2019 Rams with discounts up to $11,000, and over 100 pre-owned, all at Red Tag prices. It's exciting. So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or check us out online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Well, to quote our good friend Phil Lockoff, it's a dandy brook.
Yeah, you just knew that it was going to be a tie game. I mean, with 19 seconds to go, Braves up by 3. Caden Carl hits his second 3 in a row, and there's an unforced turnover, Kevin.
Right through the hands of Van Kirk, out of bounds, 39 all, just 7 seconds ticked off. 14 fouls apiece here as we enter the final period of play for the 2019-2020 Shikellamy basketball season. Over to the right side, Gallagher with it. Gallagher will come to the near wing to Carl. In the near corner, Wasloski. Guarded there by Meniere. Meniere really harassing him. And Wasloski lost it, got it back. Far side, Gallagher. Now over again to Carl. Carl, runner inside, no good. Rebound by Hernandez, almost traveled
there.
That was
close.
Wow. Stevens with the basketball. He'll go to the right side, find Meniere. Meniere now looking for an outlet, finds Van Kirk far side. Now to Stevens driving in, pocket pick, loose ball, picked it back up. Now to Meniere. Meniere harassed inside, but a travel. That's a lot of contact underneath the basket.
Yeah, and Nate never really got control of the ball, and he was moving his feet.
And I think that was it.
They're going to call travel on that.
I think if he had control of the ball, it might have been a foul. That's a good point, Chief. That's a very good point.
But you're right. There was a lot of contact on that play.
But if I think if he has the ball under control, that whistle's a different whistle. Underneath, tipped from behind by Blasius, but fighting through it is Jake Davis for the 2. Southern with their third lead of the night, 41-39. They have now hit 5 unanswered. Meniere to Blasius, baseline, lost it, tipped out by Sosnowski, off of Blasius, out of bounds, Southern basketball.
Sometimes you just got to come back. You can't do anything about what happened in the past. You just got to come back and play better, and the Braves are having trouble doing that tonight, Kevin. A lot of lip service out there, if you know what I mean.
There's a lot of talking. Wislowski to the far side, fakes a pass inside. Makes Van Kirk smile a bit. Feed underneath Wislowski once again, and a whistle.
That was a down, that was up, scoop down under, and then back up, and he drew the foul. So he's going to the line, and that's on Chad Blacius. That's Chad's fourth foul.
He's going to stay in there with 6:06 remaining. And this is Wislowski's 849th attempt from the line.
11th tonight, and he misses the first one. You know, he missed two, then he made five, and now he's missed two in a row. So he's probably ready to start making five in a row again.
And missed that one.
Missed three now in a row.
Hernandez gets the rebound. You know, he's been to the line almost more times than Chickalamy was the entire game against Lewisburg.
Exactly. Well, he probably's been to the line more than if you take everybody from Chickalamy and put him in.
Oh,
there.
That's true. Wholesale changes coming up for the Braves right now. Van Kirk with a three, overshot. Blacius with the putback. Maybe it was a long pass. Either way, it ends up for two for Chad.
Chad makes his fourth point. He was in the right place. The shot long by Van Kirk, and just a nice offensive board and put back by Blacius.
Gallagher with the basketball. He will go up front and find Carl. Carl over the right side of Wislowski. Now back into the hands of Gallagher. And they'll look around. Trying to find some room as Carl now finds Davis underneath. Back to Carl. They'll swing it around far side, Sosnowski. Driving in Gallagher with a running one-hander, and it drops.
That's Gallagher did that two times in the first quarter, hasn't tried it since, but he made them both in that quarter, made that one. Kevin, he's got 8 points.
Underneath Blacius. Double
nice
pump.
Pass.
Put it up and in. He'll go to the line with a foul.
Dylan Stevens dribbles to the foul line. Bounce pass again into an open Chad Blacius. Chad makes the shot. So Chad should probably buy Dylan a candy bar or something, all right, tonight for that pass. And that's a 6 point for Chad Blacius. The foul's on number 24. That's Wislowski. That's his second. Chad on the line.
Wholesale changes for the Braves. That one no good. Blacius gets his own one back off the window and go to the line again for two.
He needs more practice.
Maybe that's what it was.
He needs more practice. And that's on 24. So Braden Wislowski picks up two quick fouls here in the fourth quarter. Three all together.
Blacius now 9 for 21 from the line this year. 43 all, and that one is good. He'll get a bonus.
Told you. 6 points, 7 points now for Chad.
And Pfeiffer's still waiting to come in after the Braves made three changes for Blacius.
He's coming
that
in for Blacius.
Good. Now he will come in for Blacius. He's been waiting for three free throws to do it.
Well, that was after he picked up his fourth foul. You know, he was having a little trouble, and the ball went out of bounds. He was, you know, kind of looking at the official. But that's a good recovery. Come back and score 6 points here in this fourth quarter.
Well, that gives the Braves a 2-point lead, 45-43. 4:45 left in this game. Over to the left side, driving in, Wislowski running one-hander, comes up short off the front of the rim. Big rebound by Luciano.
He's not missing them by much,
no,
Kevin.
They're that
not,
hung on the rim.
That's left-handed, and he's just a little too far out, and the angle's not the best.
Pfeiffer now attacking this 2-3 zone. Right side along, back to Pfeiffer quickly on the other side. He'll drive in, now long near side, underneath to the low box. Marshall moves to the inside, ripped right out of his hand. Sosnowski comes up with a loose ball and a reach-in foul. This one, I believe, is on Pfeiffer.
Yeah, John's, you know, young in there in a varsity game, but it's a 22nd game of the season. You got to stop reaching, you know, trying to reach for a ball when people are going by you, because it doesn't take much for an official to make a call on you.
Three fouls on Pfeiffer, 16 fouls apiece. We'll be shooting from here on out, almost coming up on the halfway mark of the period.
Both teams will, right, Kev?
Yes, sir. Well, unless it's a player control foul, of course.
Wide open, they missed him.
Davis thought about it,
Gallagher,
but he didn't get it.
Or not Gallagher, but number 11. Yeah, Gallagher was wide open on that one.
Sosnowski now will find Gallagher. Gallagher starts in. Right side, Carl, three. In and out, no good. Big rebound by Davis. Davis will put it back up with a one-hander on the baseline, and the junior Jake Davis ties it at 45.
That was just a great rebound by a little guy, and just took it back to the short corner and turned around when everybody was there. nice little runner from there and picks up point number four.
Bill Ziegler will take his timeout. Yeah, he's got only two timeouts remaining. Look, in a 45-45 game with 3:34 to go.
You got to concentrate on where guys are on the court at all times. I don't care if you're in a zone or a man-to-man, and the Braves have consistently all night long left people open. For example, sometimes Southern's got guys that get open outside the perimeter, and nobody goes out to run after them right away. And I don't think it's because they're confused who to guard. I think it's just a matter of, you know, they got to get their minds set that, you know, if somebody has the ball, somebody's got to get a hand in their face. Good case there. Jake Davis got the rebound. Everybody thought he was going to take it to the corner. He turns around and comes back on the baseline and scores. Don't assume.
6 points in this period for the Braves. Chad Blaisius has them all. Two from the floor, two from the line, and two free throws from the line. There's a pass that was tipped by Gallagher out of bounds at the scorer's table with 3:19 to go. And a tie game, 45 all.
Well, I'd much rather do a game like this, Kevin.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's been a lot of fun. Both teams playing hard. And both teams that aren't going anywhere.
Long driving in. This is their playoff game for both of them. That one off the rim, no good. Carl with it. Caden Carl looking for an outlet. He finds it. Southern Columbia half-court offense going now. Gallagher between the circles with Losky. Almost fouled by Long. That was close.
Well, you got two pretty good quick kids out here between Braden Long and Braden Witkowski. I'd like to see that one-on-one, Kevin.
Sosnowski down to the near side, on the near wing to Carl, attacking the basket to our left. Davis drives in, finds Sosnowski for three from the wing, no good. Nice job by Luciano to reach out over the end line, baseline and pull it back in.
Nate's consistently done that, rebounded well from the guard position all year long, Kevin. That one was impressive.
Pfeiffer now looks inside, decides to go to the near wing to Long. Far wing Luciano, guarded quickly there by Gallagher. And now Long with a three, comes up short into the hands of Sosnowski. 2:11 remaining in the fourth, all tied at 45. Pete Long uses his first timeout of the night.
We got 2:08 to go here in the fourth quarter, all tied up. Foul situation, they're both going 1-1 on the next foul by either team, and it's a good game, and it's going to boil down to, I would say, Kevin, in the last 20 seconds, who makes the least amount of errors?
Well, I was going to say who makes the least amount of errors and who hits the boards harder?
Yeah.
Because there's been a lot of three-point shots in this game and almost as many misses as makes, maybe twice as many misses as makes between the two teams. So whoever rebounds really well here in the last 2:08 might be the one that comes out with the victory.
And a lot of it too, you know, Pete Long's teams, their guards are always looking to dribble penetrate, and they're doing it tonight. And you know, you got to keep your eyes on the waistline and not on the eyes. Okay, or the arms, because you don't want people to go by and get in that paint. You know, right now, they got them spread out.
Right.
See?
This starting lineup surprised everybody. Here comes Jake Davis in, and he travels because that time Hernandez and Davis Marshall collapsed on him. And Pete Long goes, that is not what I wanted right there.
Well, he's actually looking at the official. He doesn't think he walked.
Oh, I see.
That's why. That's what he wanted. Spread it out, and somebody's going to take him. Take your guy to the basket if he gives you a step. And that's what Jake did that time.
Raise of the basketball with a minute 42 to go. Attacking a 2-3 zone. In the corner, Luciano thought about a three. Now he's tipped from behind. Luciano's got it tied up by Davis. And now make that by Carl. Jump ball, Southern Columbia basketball.
How many times have we seen that tonight with Southern's defense, you know, taking it off of our ball, off of the ball handlers, all right?
And they're coming around. It's just reaching from behind and just, yeah, boom, hitting the basketball. Hands all over the place on this team. I tell you what, Coach Pete Long looks brilliant right now with the starters he put in here in this game and the guys he's been playing and the way he's been playing them. At the foul line, Gallagher will back up between the circles with a minute 15 to go. Now Long attacking Gallagher. I actually make that Wislowski.
Both teams have scored 6 points so far. There it goes.
And driving in was Gallagher trying to sneak in, missed the shot. Luciano with a rebound, and Gallagher will foul him for a 1-1 with a minute 0-2 to go.
There's no reason to miss that layup except bad luck. Yeah. And Gallagher with a nice cut from the top left down to the lower right. They got him the ball. He just plain ordinary pushed it off the rim, and that's going to put Nate on the line for 1-1.
A 52% free throw shooter. Got it. First trip to the line tonight, if my memory is correct.
You are correct. That's point number six for Nate.
Averages eight a game. And that one will be seven. 2 points, Shikellamy lead with a minute two left.
That was clutch. That was clutch. That really was. That's a gut check right there for Nate Luciani. He makes both of them.
Wesolowski with the basketball. Long time to try and hold this if you're Southern Columbia.
Oh, they're not going to. They're going to. They get a note right there. They're going to try to get the ball inside.
Wesolowski turns around, puts it in the low box. Tied at 47.
He came off of a back screen. His man did not go with him, and they got him the ball. Nice control of the body after he got it down deep, pivoted around, squared his shoulders, and made the layup.
Between the circles, Luciano. I'll put it underneath the Hernandez. Now to Luciano again, driving in, and a stuff, but a foul.
Nope.
I was going to say, it looked like a jump ball was going to be called, but Gallagher fouls Luciano with 22.2 to go.
And they're going to call the 1-1 because they got him before he got the ball up high enough like he was shooting.
And he comes up, puts it up, in and out, no good. And that is out of bounds off of Southern Columbia.
Jake Hernandez called that one, Kevin.
He did.
And we got a timeout, Braves, full timeout.
One more left for Bill Ziegler with 20.6 remaining. 18 fouls on Southern Columbia, 6 on Shikellamy, 47 all.
Both teams have scored 8 points, Kevin, in this quarter. Of course, you remember it ended 39-39 at the end of that third quarter, and I remember turning to you and saying, what do you think? Think it's going to be 39-39? You said, I think so.
And, I think so, and there
and
it was.
There it was. We had Mr. Caden Carl. Yep. Carl made the last two threes he took for the 6 points to get him tied. we haven't heard a lot from Wesolowski here in the fourth quarter, and Southern does a great job of everybody's in motion. You know, everybody says, well, they run a motion offense. Well, guess what? Everything's a motion offense when everybody's filling spots and coming off of screens, a cross screen, a high-low screen, and being very patient, moving the ball around the perimeter, and somebody gets open underneath, they've hit them with it.
Coming up tomorrow on WKOK, Belfont at Shikellamy Wrestling. That will be at 7 o'clock, followed by Penn State, Purdue at Purdue. We'll join that right after wrestling on WKOK and WKOK.com. Pete Long now wants a timeout. He will have 3 timeouts remaining after this one.
Well, he's not sure if he wants to go to 5 deep or go 4 deep in his pass defense here. He saw the offensive set that the Braves had run there. So,
how many times as a coach have you done that, like called a timeout after you see how they set up?
I've had it happen, and I've done it already. It's basically, you know, a lot of times the offense will call the timeout if the defense had won before. Are they going to play a zone? Are they going to play us man-to-man? And then, because you have different out-of-bounds plays underneath the basket for either one of those. Shikellamy was running a 4 across the baseline with the guy taking the ball out of bounds, and Sutton was in his zone, so they were not ready to cover them. So we'll see what they do here. Now the Braves have gone to a different set. They went back to a regular zone.
And there's Marshall underneath, fights for it, gets the ball, puts it up, and goes to the line. 18.7 to go. Davis Marshall with two big ones for the line.
And Jake Davis. Jake Davis going to pick up number 3 there.
Now here's the important other thing. That's team foul number 9 for Southern Columbia. Marshall's first one, good. 18.7 left. Marshall will have another opportunity from the line. Bends the knees, good. 49, 47, 15 seconds left. The Southern play for the tie or the win. Wesolowski with the basketball with 10, now with 8. Looking to move around the right side. Deep 3 coming by Cole. He's got it! Timeout by Shikellamy. Carl launches one from downtown Shamokin.
He didn't even come completely around before he started to shoot that pass. And, folks, if you think the Braves didn't play defense on him, you are wrong. Somebody was with him all the time in his face, and he launched it. Where'd you say, Kevin? From by the sheets.
It was downtown.
It was way beyond the three-point arc, probably even farther beyond the arc in the NBA.
50-49. They're going to put 4.1 to go. Bill Ziegler, with his final timeout, takes it at the right time, and the Braves will have a chance to win this yet.
Wow.
Now, checking in for Southern Columbia,
Huntington.
Gatlin Hovenstein, the sophomore, will check in to get a little bit more, I think, height in there, although he's 5'10". He looks a little taller than that.
Yeah, he does.
So it's going to be Davis Marshall that will inbounds. Marshall, Hernandez, Luciano Pfeiffer, and Long. That's the offense that Chickalamy will have.
Huntington, it'll be Davis in also.
Yep, Davis, Gallagher, Huntington, Wislowski also in, as we mentioned. Marshall inbound to Luciano. Luciano at the half court with two. Now with one. Drives in. Fires one up. No shot. Didn't get it off. No jump ball. Nothing. That'll do it. Southern Columbia with a 50-49 win here at home. Dumping off Chickalamy in what is Chickalamy's final game of the season. We'll wrap up the year coming up when we return on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
Good luck to the team from your Seelands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Seelands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Chickalamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at 8 Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting or growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
A heartbreaker here at Southern Columbia, where the Braves fall to Southern by a 50-49 score on a three-pointer with 4.1 seconds remaining in the game. And Brayden Wislowski, the freshman, firing in a game-high 21 for Davis Marshall, leading the way for the Braves in the losing effort with 17. Coach Bill Ziegler joining us here on this final part of the final broadcast of the season. Not the way we wanted to be talking to you about this, Bill, but two teams that really fought hard in this game. And, boy, I know this is one you wanted a lot.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I'm extremely disappointed tonight. Hats off to Southern Columbia. They played well. And you know, that last play there, you know, Braden slipped. Was the guy trying to guard him. John switched just like he was supposed to, got halfway out, not all the way out, and the kid hit a shot from the logo. You know, give the kid credit. You know, we kind of thought Luciano got hit pretty good at the end there. But, you know, nonetheless, I told the kids in the locker room, those weren't the plays that lost us the game. You know, there's the ones that everybody remembers because at the end of the game, it was the mistakes we made early in the game. And if you would have told me before this game that we wouldn't have dominated more on the inside, I never would have believed it. So I give their post players credit that they, you know, really kind of held us in check, that's for sure, especially on the boards.
I know their 2-3 zone was really good and kind of looked like it was frustrating your outside shooters a little bit trying to find the open man.
It was more of a 1-3-1, wasn't it?
Well, they went 1-3-1 in the first half. They went more 2-3 in the second half. But, you know, I got to take a lot of the credit for some of the things that we did because we practiced going over our zone offense yesterday at practice. And we did not execute it right at all. You know, we wanted to overload a side and have, you know, one big at the high post and one big at the low post with you know, four guys on one side against three of theirs. And our bigs never seemed to do that. Or we did it for once, and then on ball reversal, we didn't seem to do that. So, you know, obviously there's things we need to clean up and look at in the offseason and hopefully do a better job next year.
Bill, I want to take a moment and thank you very much for all the access that you give us all year. We appreciate you coming up no matter win, loss, hard win, good win, tough loss. You're always willing to talk with us after the game, and we really appreciate that, Bill.
Well, thank you. It's not easy. It's definitely not easy to do that.
I know it's not easy for you tonight.
But, you know, it's just something that needs to be done, and hopefully when I come here to the table next year, results will be a little more spirited.
Bill, appreciate it very much, and you know, a tough way to end the season tonight. But again, appreciate all the effort that you provide for us and all the access.
Thank you. Yep.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach Bill Ziegler, the Shikellamy Braves. Again, you know, one of those games that I think he's one of those that felt it slipped away.
I can say it. He can't say it. The Braves did not play mentally sharp tonight, and that caused them at times to play not physically sharp. And you were talking about hey, Braden.
Running by here is Braden Wislowski, the freshman, who just had a game-high 21, and it's an outstanding game.
But anyway, they were throwing the ball away. They weren't catching the ball. And that's what he's referring to. There's the things that happen during the course of the whole game when they get a run and they'd have the ball stolen or they would make unforced turnovers. Twice we saw the ball go through people's hands and out of bounds with nobody around. And, you know, that's sometimes that's, you know, just that got yourself mentally prepared. And, he's disappointed. I think it was a good game for us to call, but I think if I were sitting back and being critical about the whole thing, it was not one of the better performances of this basketball team.
So the Braves will fall to 8-14 to end the season. Southern Columbia will improve now to 4-17, and Coach Pete Long had the right mix tonight and tenacious players that got hot when they needed to.
Yeah, I was very impressed with Braden Wislowski, but I was even more impressed. You know, Jake Davis had 4 points in that fourth quarter that were crucial, and they both came off of boards. You know, that he got offensive boards. And Jake's, what, 5'10"?
Right.
All right, and 150 pounds. And also, what can we say about Caden Carl? I mean, he took three-point shots in the third and fourth quarter, and he made all
and
three
hit
of
them. All.
And two of them, one was to tie the game at the end of the third quarter, and one was to win the game.
Well, and Coach Ziegler said it, you know, they may have missed it, you know, had a defensive player slip. But he's still firing up a three-pointer
and
from way out. I mean, we're talking way outside the NBA three-pointer.
I thought they defensed that last three very well. Because
about as well as you could.
And when you're turning and shooting as you're turning, that's a tough shot. So it was meant to go in.
I mean, and it wasn't rimmed in. It wasn't banked
swish.
In. It was swish.
All three of them were swish. And down there, I agree with Coach. I thought there was a foul at the end. But you know what? A lot of times
the whistles get swallowed in a situation like that.
And you know what? I do, you know, you don't want to see the official make a call that decides the game, and that could have very well happened.
And like Coach Ziegler said,
that was not the play.
That was not. They were the ones at the end of the game everybody thinks about, but that was not what lost this basketball game. Tonight.
Absolutely right. Well, that will end our basketball broadcast season. The Chief and I will take the spring and summer off, play a little golf, do a little fishing, and then we'll come back with you, good Lord willing, in the Creeks Don't Rise in August for a little football season and start what will be a new era of Shikellamy football one way or another.
Start it all over again. Yeah.
Yep. It'll be a new era of Shikellamy football as a new head coach will be chosen here in the next couple of weeks. And, of course, we'll keep you updated on that with WKOK News. And when we have that first interview come August, we'll be ready for week number one of the football season as well as
basketball.
And
it'll be here quicker than you and I both realize.
Boy, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. A short 6 months away, that's all. But there is still a lot of play-by-play sports here to come on WKOK. Steve Williams has a lot of wrestling yet to come. The end of the dual meet season as well as the individual wrestling tournaments. They include the district tournament out in Clearfield, the regional tournament in Altoona, and, of course, the state tournament, the finals, down in Hershey, and we'll have coverage of all of that for you throughout the next couple of weeks here on WKOK and WKOK.com. Penn State basketball having an outstanding season. Steve Jones, Dick Girardi will have calls of those games throughout the rest of the year as well, right up through and including the Big Ten tournament and what you and I were talking about the other day, we think might be a bid into the NCAA tournament one way or another.
Exactly. They, of all the teams, if they continue to play like they did, they deserve to be in the big show.
Yeah.
They do.
Well, Chief, this is what, year 23 together?
Since 1997, I thought we started.
Yeah, I can't do the math in that quick.
So that's, you know, it was the winter in 97, so that's 23, you're right.
Yeah, so at the end of a 23rd season together, and I'll tell you what, we enjoy it very much, and we thank you for inviting us not only on your phones, but on your Amazon Alexa, in your house, on your computer, in your cars, and listening to the broadcast, both for football and basketball this year. We have a lot of fun doing it.
Yep.
We hope you enjoy listening to it. And again, a reminder, please thank those folks that have sponsored the broadcast throughout the season, football, basketball, wrestling. They're the ones that really make this possible and let us come out here and do some of the fun things we get to do. Chief, your final thoughts as we wrap up the season.
Well, I've had a good time again. We've seen some stellar performances, and we've seen some that haven't been so good, but you got to remember, these are high school kids, and I remember that not every basketball or football or baseball game I participated in was a stellar performance. And
I'm still trying to find a stellar performance.
But you know, sometimes you just have to tell things the way they are. And it was one of those games tonight that the Braves again fell victim to a team that was inspired to win. Southern played hard and took advantage of the mistakes that the Braves gave. So.
And we saw a very young Southern team, so yeah. Pete Long has to be smiling in the locker room right now, knowing what he's got coming back for the next couple of years.
I just love this game of basketball. I really do. And it's by far, you know, we've seen some really quality efforts by teams this year in the area. So it's fun. That's, like I said, this was a fun game to call.
Absolutely.
Even though the Braves didn't win.
Well, for the final time this year, once again, our final score, it was Southern Columbia 50 and the Shikellamy Braves 49. The Braves will end the season at 9-14 on the season. Southern Columbia will improve to 4-17. For the Chief Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Herr. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Braves basketball all season long. Big thank you to Andrew Brown for joining us on the broadcast for a game as well at Central Mountain. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we enjoy bringing it to you on WKOK and WKOK.com.